Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
He is helping to organize, or he's, are you solely organizing this, Joel? It's Joel Underwood. I want to welcome to the show. Joel, good morning.
Good morning. I am not the sole organizer. I'm coordinating with a group called Reopen PA, led by Matthew Bellish. And we're also doing this in concert with other rallies throughout the Commonwealth. One specifically is in Lackawanna County at the Scranton Courthouse. That one is going to be held at 11 a.m. at the courthouse. We also have one at noon at the Monroe County Courthouse.
Yeah.
And anybody who can make it to the Harrisburg protest this Friday at noon, we encourage you to be there at the Capitol steps.
Do you expect a bigger turnout this time than the last protest?
I don't know, to be honest. Last time was on a Monday. This time it's on a Friday, so I don't know if that's going to affect the turnout. We're trying to match previous turnout, but the message is a little different this time. Last time we were, you know, asking the governor to reopen the state, you know, asking him not to veto the bills that would have allowed businesses to safely reopen. But now we're angry. We're angry that we're being ignored. And personally, I'm going to be encouraging civil disobedience. That comes in the form of patronizing non-essential businesses that open, because it's wrong that I can buy stuff at an essential dollar store like candles, but I can't buy that same type of candle at a small family-owned store down the block.
So when you say you're encouraging civil disobedience, you're saying go to stores that have... Explain that one more time for everyone, because at first I thought you were going to say, you know, riot and rampage, and that's not what you mean. No.
Patronize businesses that are quote unquote considered non-essential.
Yeah.
Be their customers, support them. Really disappointed in the governor's, and not disappointed, angry with the governor's intimidation of counties that are trying to reopen. We really need to just act like American citizens and exercise our rights to do business. And we have the right to do business and make a living.
I mean, telling people in our country you can't do this doesn't typically work out, because you just mentioned, like, you can go to Dollar General and buy candles, but if there's a mom and pop store that makes homemade candles and has been doing it, you know, from there, you can't. So really what's happening now, by what you're saying, you're basically turning like a mom and pop candle shop into a speakeasy for candles.
Exactly. It's a ridiculous response to an exaggerated situation. The pandemic is real. We obviously know that. But the science does not suggest that our response with the lockdown has been effective at all, mostly because the pandemic response should have been focusing on nursing homes with the most vulnerable population, not isolating and locking down people that are healthy, who are younger, or just average people that just want to go back to work.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not 100% with you on that, because I think some of the things we did actually helped us. But then again, the science is still out. And when it comes to rallies, I have a weird way of looking at things, Joel. People don't understand sometimes, which is unfortunate, because I'm on the radio and people should probably understand what I'm talking about. But, like, you know, I didn't hate the fact that you guys had a rally last time. I just wanted it to be done safely, to say basically, we're not babies. Look, we can do what we're told, but just let us do what we want to do. I hope and I say this with no bit of sarcasm at all, I hope people who have a strong belief that, you know, the science has been off and our response has been 100, like we're wrong, our response has been wrong. I hope that we look back on this in a year and we go, wow, guys like Joel were 100% right. My gut tells me you're probably going to be about 50% right. There's been a little bit of truth everywhere, you know, and I hope along the way we don't get more people sick. That's all. I worry about other people because we don't know everything yet. Yeah. We don't know everything.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's a fair point. I would say that for this particular rally, social distancing is encouraged. We've got a lot of questions being asked about masks, but last time, since it's an open air / outside protest, masks are optional. We leave that up to individuals to take on personal responsibility. Really, it's up to the individual. And in my opinion, in all cases, the governor and the secretary of health can't just mandate that we're required to wear masks. That's just, to me, un-American to require that. However, we're on the side of freedom in both cases. So if you want to wear a mask, great. If you don't want to wear a mask, great. But we're all about freedom and personal responsibility.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm with you. Like, I'm a big believer in personal responsibility, which is why I have weird stances on things like legalization of drugs. And frankly, if someone wants to be a prostitute, go for it. Just don't do it in my neighborhood or where I can see you do it. Like, I have strong beliefs that kind of fall into, like, as I've come to find out more and more over time, like fall into like the libertarian mindset of just less government, sure, stay out of our friggin' lives. But at the same time, I get caught up in a few things. You know, I always say, like, you know, I keep talking about intentions on this show. And I get what you guys are doing. And here's a question I have for you. And I don't think age means everything, but you're a young dude. How did you get, I could tell you're a young dude. I've seen your pictures. What got you so politically motivated? What got you started in this? How long have you been this politically active?
Well, I've personally been politically active for about a decade. I started kind of in this since I was 16, but I've really been only peripherally involved. I've never really kind of been the head organizer of something, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity I kind of had. I just suggested the rally back in April 20th, and then suddenly just it became viral. We had a very big turnout compared to what I thought we were going to have. I thought we were going to have like 50 people, but we had way more than that.
Yeah, I think this rally is going to have a much bigger response.
I was frustrated walking around downtown Old Forge and seeing all these businesses closed up, and also speaking with my friends who've been laid off or furloughed. You know, they're really having a tough time scraping by, and I just sick to my stomach to see this happening to my fellow Pennsylvanians.
Well, that's cool. Look, and by the way, you have a baby face then. I thought you were about 18 or 19 or 20. I had no idea. So you're 26, huh?
27.
See, like, you look so young. I used to get that all the time. Now I suddenly got old looking. Enjoy it while it lasts, okay?
Yep, it's very useful.
Hey, Joel, you know, give me an update when you get down there. If you're before the rally, give me a call and tell me what the crowd's like. I'm going to predict you're going to have a bigger turnout than last time. Just to
appreciate
predict.
It. Thank you for letting us share the work.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.